Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile, and the two have become one new humanity, getting ready to praise the Lord with the greatest worship, because my guest is pointing out in everything he's saying that the key to have the presence of God come on earth is worship. And his name is Tony Kemp. And Tony, in 2003, you had an experience where you went to the throne room of God. And it seems as though when this occurs, you get teaching to bring back to earth. What did God show you?
Well, let me say this to people, because the throne of God is as big as a mountain. And the experience was very overwhelming, and all I did was look at the Lord's feet. And he told me to pray for the United States. And there's some things that I want to share. One is that everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
But this was back in 2003. Do you feel that this is has happened or will happen?
It has happened and is going to happen, because one of the things that he told me was that third world conditions are coming to the U.S.
How can we handle that as such a fat, prosperous society?
Well, the other thing that he told me, that it was going to take a third world faith to be an overcomer. And he told me certain things were going to happen. He told me that there would be changes in policy, changes in law, that there would be natural disasters, and that there would be persecution that would affect, there would be financial crisis, there would be storms, hurricanes, earthquakes, that nature would appear as if it went wild, and that institutions, organizations, churches, church organizations were all literally going to be affected. And he said current structures will be affected. And
now, how far off are we from this happening? Do you have any insight?
It's in the process of happening now, but you're going to see it in the next five years, next 10 years, next 15 years, it's going to proceed, because the four things were changes in policies, laws, natural disasters, and the fourth was persecution. And I'm going to quote God on this, because here's what he said. He said, persecution is coming to America shortly. And he let me know that most of the present church was not ready for the hostility or the harvest, and that we needed to position ourselves in the way that we think and do ministry to handle what's coming.
Well, what did that mean to you?
Well, I'll give one part that's real important for those of us that are in ministry. We're going to have to shift from the mindset of the senior pastor doing the work to the senior pastor being a facilitator and a father. And that even though God will move in whatever situations that we give him to move in, there will come a day when we will not be able to do church like we're doing it, and we're going to end up with home meetings, home churches, and that the leaders.
This will be because of the shift in the laws, probably.
Yes, in policy, in laws, even and also because of the disasters that are coming. You know, because I almost hate to say this, Sid, but because of some of the disasters that are coming, they're going to affect church buildings. And so people need to have strong enough relationships that they can meet in homes, and leaders are going to have to be developed. Because, see, what's going to happen is we're going to move from leadership-focused ministry to what God called diminish the manifestation and the ministry of the saint.
In other words, God's calling for a new middleman between us and God, and that new middleman is Jesus.
That's exactly right. God's going to change the form of the church. He's going to change how we do church. Now, we can either flow with him or we can adjust to what's going to happen in the future. But it's going to change.
Did he give you any insight on those that are doing what you've been talking about over the last week or so, and that is worshipers that know how to get into his presence? Did he tell you what effect it would have on that group of people?
Well, the worshipers, the ones who are able to listen to God, will in some cases not be at the place where the disaster occurs. And in other cases, when the disaster occurs, they will be supernaturally protected or trans-relocated. They'll be supernaturally taken care of. When gas shortages come, they'll have gas. When they have difficulty having heat in their homes, they'll have heat. Food will be multiplied. I mean, there are going to be signs and wonders. And if I can say this, not only will you have ministers doing signs and wonders, but you're going to have the saints doing signs and wonders, the sons and daughters of God.
Will there be new signs and wonders that we'll be seeing?
I believe so, but he didn't specifically tell me what those were. He just told me that the signs that were in the Bible, we would see them again and again, and he told me there would be new signs and wonders, but he hasn't told me what they would be.
Well, when times are tough, we're going to have extraordinary miracles. Tell me about the time you were ministering in 2007 in a church in Arkansas.
Yes, this was one of those full gospel churches that some people really didn't like. But of course, some of those people who didn't like the church, when they really got in trouble, they sort of snuck into the church in a night service to get saved and get delivered. But then there were others who didn't like the church. And so the meter, the electrical function of the church was literally removed, and they had no electrical ability. And so the pastor had been in California.
It was removed because certain people didn't like their style of worship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so the pastor was coming from California there, and the pastor had invited me there. Now, the meter's removed, but when we walk into church, we have light. The sound system works. All the electricity that we needed was on, and was on during the entire service. And then when we finished the service and we had fellowship and ate, power was on. In fact, Sid, I remember eating at this table, looking at this lamp that's on, with no electricity. And of course, later on, of course, they got the problem fixed. They got the meter back in. But during that time, we saw the miracle of God.
Well, isn't this an illustration of what's going to happen when times get pretty bad in the United States as to what God will do? He'll just have electricity when there isn't any.
I believe so. And I believe that if we worship, and I believe that worship equals faith and obedience and patience, intimacy with the Christ, I believe God's going to take care of his sons and his daughters. And we're going to just see the goodness and the kindness of God. And I think another thing that's going to happen, Sid, is that when people see these miracles, they're going to be converted to Christ.
Now, tell me about the area that was having a drought and what God did.
Yes, this was I used to do this home meeting in Illinois. Very small home meeting. Usually we had anywhere from 8 to maybe 20 people. And we did it regularly. We met once a week, and there are times when in our church we have home meetings, and we still do different kinds of meetings, you know, like that. But this one was probably about an hour away from the church, and a drought hit. This woman was a farmer. She had given several thousands of dollars to our ministry. When I say our ministry, I'm not meaning to me, I mean to our church. And of course, our church is paid for, and we're really blessed financially. But she gave it in secret because she loved the Lord, and she loved the work of God, and she loved God's people. And that's, again, that's worship. But when the drought came, she called me out. She said, hey, listen, let's start praying for rain. And so that's what we would do. Well, what happened is because of our worship, you know, a portal was open, and it literally would, the clouds would come, the clouds would rain on her property and nobody else's. And the clouds would rain on her property regularly, and she financially prospered. She did well. And it happened so often, Sid, that the neighbors began to ask her, why does it rain on your property and not on ours? These are the kinds of miracles that I think that we're going to see in the future.
Well, to me, God's showing you, the demonstrating.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, all in one,
yeah,
depending on whether you really not know God, but know God and hear his voice and be obedient to his voice.
That's exactly correct.
Oops, we're out of time. How would you like to have 3 CDs explaining the revelations that Tony was taught in heaven for healing? When he shares about people being healed, there is such power and anointing in the testimony. Many of you are going to be healed when he talks about people being healed of blindness and migraines and new kneecaps and cancer and stuttering and depression. And he goes on and on. He'll teach you the power of peace that will heal you, the power of love that will heal you, the power of forgiveness that will heal you. People are healed after releasing guilt, and how to close the doors of sickness. As you listen to these CDs, you will have an impartation from heaven on healing available for a donation of $26 called Healing as Taught from Heaven. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.